8:30 in time for the Gene Autry Melody Ranch Show, sponsored in part by Mountain Dew. Hello, sunshine. Hello, Mountain Dew.
Saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorns had a food on the long I am no Rancho Grande, I am de Bebia. You no Rancho Rita, que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Te voy a hacer tus canciones. Como las que el ranchero de los comienzos de lana, de los cabos de cuero. I'd love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm roping and a tying, I'm roping and a tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle. I am no Rancho Grande, I am de Bebia. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.
Well, thank you, friends and neighbors, and welcome once more to Melody Ranch. And now, for all of you who've written us, asking to hear it again, here is One Little Candle.
When the day is dark and dreary, and your way is hard to find, don't let your heart be weary.
It is better to light just one little candle than to stumble in the dark. Better far that you light just one little candle. All you need's a tiny spark. If we'd all say a prayer, that the world would be free. The wonderful dawn of a new day we'll see. And if everyone just one little candle, what a bright world this would be.
It is better to light just one little candle than to stumble in the dark. Better far that you light just one little candle. All you need's a tiny spark.
If we'd all seem proud that the world would be free, a wonderful dawn of a new day we'll see. And if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world this would be. Patrick, old boy, here we are back in good old Chicago, the Windy City.
Yeah, you think it's windy now, just wait till them political conventions get here next month.
Well, you can say that again, brother.
Say, by the way, Patrick, yeah. I imagine the Chicago is quite a bit different than your hometown, isn't it?
Oh, you can say that again, Mr. Artery. Back in my hometown, Winston County,
mm-hmm.
There ain't much to see, but what you hear sure makes up for it.
Oh, I see. Folks really like to gossip, do they, kid?
Do they? They never stop. In fact, as Papa used to say, we know whose checks is good and whose husband ain't.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, incidentally, speaking of checks, Patrick...
Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned it, Lou.
Mm-hmm. The bank just returned that last one that you gave me here about 2 years ago for $200.
Good. Now you can spend it again now, can't you?
No, I can't spend it again. The bank says that you're overdrawn.
Well, so try another bank. They can't all be overdrawn.
Now, look, bud, don't get so smart. For your information, your check came back marked no funds.
Well, you're lucky. Most of them come back marked no bank. That reminds me, Mr. Artery, I got to look up my cousin Jerome while I'm up here in the big city. He's sort of the black sheep of the Buttram family, you know what I mean.
Black sheep, huh?
Yeah, the rest of us are just kind of a dull gray. Oh,
he's
black.
Well, now, what's wrong with Jerome?
Well, I'll tell you. When he was just a kid, he'd swipe things, little things, you know, but he'd always take them back. But now it's different. You've really got to give that kid credit. He's a crook.
Where does he live?
In Joliet. They accused him of stealing a watch, you know.
Well, didn't he?
Not according to Jerome, he didn't. Seems he had a good lawyer and a good alibi. There was only one little weak spot in his defense.
And what was that?
They found the watch in his pocket.
Poor Jerome.
Yeah, well, I got to get going here. You see, I met a girl here in Chicago, and I got a date tonight.
Oh, I might have known. Where are you going to take her?
Over to Soldier's Field.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, that'll be nice. Say, there isn't anything going on at Soldier's Field tonight.
Don't worry, bud. They will be when we get there. Go on, Mr. Ray.
Out in the valley so low, they in the evening hear the wind blow, hear the wind blow, hear the wind blow. Send it by mail, send it in care of Birmingham jail.
It's storytelling time here at Melody Ranch again. I'd like to get right on with the business at hand, which, in this case, happens to be a yarn about a little western cattle town known far and wide as Skeleton Pass. At any rate, I was nowhere around when this story actually began, but as Sheriff Jim Brewster later told me when he filled me in on the details, This is how it all started. Sam Owens, chairman of the Skeleton Pass Town Council, called Meaton in his office one night. Meaton to discuss, among other things, the undesirable civic influence of one Dan Ferguson.
All right, man. Quiet, please. Quiet down. Now then, suppose you could ride on with first business at hand. Now, before we begin, however, I want it clearly understood by everyone present that what I have to say is no reflection in any way upon our good and capable sheriff, Jim Brewster.
It sounds to me like you're getting ready to run against me in the next election, Sam.
No, I wouldn't have a chance, believe me. But seriously, though, Jim, us folks here in Skeleton Pass are facing a mighty serious problem. As you well know, this town is fast getting to be overrun with lawlessness, and we've got to do something about it.
That's right.
Well, I'm afraid that's mighty easy to say, Sam, but saying it and doing something about it are two different things. Especially when it concerns a gang like Dan Ferguson's got.
You're absolutely right, Jim. I have no argument with you there at all. So look, here's what I propose. Now, let's bring a man into Skeleton Pass with a reputation that'll put the fear of God into those crooks. Someone who can really give you a hand.
Yeah, it listens good, Sam. There's just one thing wrong with it. Where are you going to find a man like that?
I already have. Matter of fact, most of you probably heard of him. His name's Gene Autry.
Gene Autry!
You mean the guy that owns that Melody Ranch spread about 30 miles north of here?
That's the one, Jim. He's assured me of his help, and he's ready to come at once.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? I say let's get him over here as fast as we can.
All right, let's go.
And so, that's how it all happened. At any rate, 5 days later, I rode into the town of Skeleton Pass, checked in with my friend Sam Owens, then decided to do a little browsing around town just to sort of get the lay of the land. By then, it was 8:00 in the evening, so I reined up in front of a place called Dan Ferguson's Palace of Joy, dismounted and walked in.
What'll it be?
How about a glass of water?
Huh? What did you say?
A glass of water. That is, if you don't mind.
Huh? Why should I mind? You're drinking the stuff, not me. Here you are. Oh, excuse me a minute. Yeah, Ramrod, what'll it be?
Nothing right now, I reckon, Toad. Just what have you heard the news?
You mean about that stranger, Gene Autry, coming in to clean up the town?
That's exactly what I mean. Just watch the fireworks start now. He'll make this bunch of amateur gunslingers around here hunt for cover and fast.
No kidding. You know him, Ramrod?
Do I know him? Why, I saved his life once.
Is that a fact?
I'd say it's a fact. It was down in Pecos country a few years back. Autry walks into this here saloon, and before he knows it, about 20 guys jump him.
No.
I could see they had him cornered, so I gets out my 245s. While Autry's plugging what's in front of him, I was plugging them that was bent on shooting him in the back.
Go on.
Anyway, after the smoke had cleared away, we walked out of that place without a scratch.
Bet he sure appreciated what you'd done for him.
I say he did. He says to me, he says, Ramrod, old partner, I reckon I owe my life to you.
No kidding. Oh, excuse me, stranger. Something else I can do for you?
Well, yeah. You might give me another glass of water if you don't mind.
Did you say water, mister?
That's right. Why?
Well, no special reason. Only this guy I've said and told about, Gene Autry. He used to drink water all the time, too.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. See, by the way, you're new around Skeleton Pass, ain't you?
Yeah. Just got here this afternoon.
Well, now, is that a fact? What's your name?
Autry. Gene Autry. Incidentally, Ramrod, thanks again for saving my life. Poor Ramrod. He didn't have a chance after that. Anyway, getting back to the story, the next morning, Sheriff Brewster officially deputized me. 2 hours later, we started putting up signs all over town, saying that beginning at noon the next day, it would be illegal to carry a gun on the streets of Skeleton Pass. Then, just to emphasize our point, I had a big barrel moved out in the middle of the town square. Well, sir, by noon the next day, I was mighty surprised to see how well my plan was working out.
It's a good idea, all right, Autry, if everybody turns their guns in. But what about Dan Ferguson's bunch?
Now, wait a minute, boys. Don't worry about him. Don't worry. They'll be shown the same courtesy as anyone else. If they voluntarily turn them in, fine. If they don't, then I'll go after them.
Well, in that case, I'm with you. Here's my gun.
Here's mine.
Well, thanks, boys. Thanks a lot. By the way, mister, what about you?
The rest of these punks can do what they want. My gun stays where it is till Dan Ferguson gives me orders to take it off.
Hey, listen.
I'll ask you just once more. Put your gun in the barrel.
And what happens if I don't?
Well, I'll tell you. In a case like that, I generally walk over to the man that
question it.
I get what I asked for.
Dan Ferguson in the lectures, cowboy.
Then I suggest you tell Dan Ferguson to lump it. Because if he and the rest of his gang don't have their guns in the barrel by sundown, I'm coming after them. And go after my dad. Because sure enough, come sundown, not a single one of Ferguson's gang had voluntarily followed the sheriff's orders. So just shortly after 8 o'clock, I tightened up my gun belt, once more headed for Dan Ferguson's Palace of Joy. I take it you're Dan Ferguson.
You take it right. Funny thing. I didn't think you'd be around so soon.
I don't like to keep a man busy as you are waiting.
Well, now, that's mighty nice of you. Incidentally, I hear tell you've gone in the gun collecting business.
That's right. And after looking around your place here, I find I need about 10 more before my collection's complete.
I see. Bart.
Yeah, boss?
Step out here in the middle of the floor, will you?
Right.
Autry, this is Bart Hawkins, a man who's forgotten more about guns than you'll ever learn. Let's see you add his gun to your collection.
Okay. Give me your gun, Bart.
I'm afraid you'll have to do better than that, cowboy.
All right, I will. Hawkins, if you haven't reached for your gun by the time I count three, you'll wish you had.
Start counting, sucker.
One. Two. Three.
Pretty handy with a gun, aren't you?
Handy enough?
There's just one small thing you're overlooking.
Yeah? What's that?
How long do you think you can get away with this?
How long I get away with it isn't important. But one thing's sure. When I feel, there'll be somebody else coming along to take up where I left off.
Why, you...
You haven't dropped your gun, Ferguson. Or maybe you'd rather reach for it. Which will it be?
I'm telling you, Gene, it's unbelievable. Why, you've only been here a little over a week now, yet this whole town's as peaceful as a kitten. Most of Ferguson's gang even left the county. We can't begin to thank you enough.
Oh, forget it, Sam. The main thing for you and all your fellow citizens to do now is to keep Skeleton Pass the law-abiding community that you all want it to be.
Oh, don't worry about that. From here on in, we won't have any more trouble on that score.
I hope not. And you won't. You just remember this. Every day, there are thousands and thousands of peace officers throughout this great land of ours who risk their lives to protect our families and homes against the forces of crime. The star they wear is a badge of courage. The trust they hold, a legacy of faith. Their devotion to duty, an inspiration to freedom-loving people the world over. So look, the way I figure it's this. The least folks like us can do is cooperate with these men and women by obeying the law. In that way, and in only that way, can we ensure for our children a healthy and strong America. When you mention the name of Cole Porter to most folks, they immediately associate him with some of the greatest music ever written for the Broadway stage. But strangely enough, his favorite and the song that outsold all the rest was the tune he wrote about the wide open spaces. Remember?
Let me roam the wide open range.
Oh, give me land. Lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride to the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you, please, oh, don't fence me in. Just turn me in. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my piles, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Well, good friends, that seems to be the last rung on the old ladder for this Smelody Ranch party. But we've got another swell get-together lined up for you at the same time and over these same stations, so try and join us then, won't you? Meantime, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
Listen again each Saturday night at this time for Gene Autry's Melody Ranch Show, sponsored in part by Mountain Dew. Hello, sunshine. Hello, Mountain Dew.
Ride in the rain.